Hello and welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks and the Half Hour Show, Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Baby, you've got a friend in me. You got a pal in me.
Yes, welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show. We do this, well, we do it every Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 o'clock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're also on this show from 2 to 2:30 on Co-op Radio. So we kind of do it both throughout the National Campus and Radio Association throughout, well, mostly British Columbia through Vancouver. So we're hoping that we're growing anyways. And along with me is Michael Rubin. How are you today, Michael?
I'm doing quite well.
So yes.
Some massive excitement happening this weekend.
Yes, you have some news and stuff about, you were mentioning about a cartoon earlier today. You posted on Twitter.
Yeah, we actually had Tiffany Lee live from her studio. We got her on a phone call for about maybe 15 minutes talking about shadow magic. Mm. And her project is moving along quite nicely. The whole point of the cartoon is to empower kids to look within themselves to find what they need for life, the wisdom, the resources they need from in life, you know, mm-hmm. That sort of thing. So it's a pretty cool thing.
Fantastic.
And another friend of ours from the show, our other animating friend, Marie Kern, is actually working on that project too.
Yes.
So that's who introduced us.
The Tales of Mithril.
Yes. And a couple weekends ago, we actually were in a studio. I was in a studio with her, recording some stuff for her crowdfund. Mm-hmm. So, her project is moving along really well.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see at least the pilot episode come from both of these cartoons. It'd be pretty cool.
Interesting. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I just had Gmail here, but I don't seem to have it. We do have some stuff like from Autism Live to talk about.
It's September 27th. It's a Sunday. Okay. I think I had to double check on the details for the actual event. I think that the event is going off at 10 o'clock over in Burnaby, off mm-hmm. of Imperial. Autism Speaks is doing their Vancouver walk.
Yes.
So I'll be there.
We did talk about that a while ago, but
yeah.
Anybody wants to mention about that, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Yes. So
I'll be there doing some photography along with another friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Justin, he's with the JR Media.
Okay.
So it should be pretty good. I was trying to get them actually to say a few words this month about the whole the walk, the importance of the walk, and the importance of what Autism Speaks actually does.
Right.
So if anybody was listening yesterday morning, Kelly played a bit of, it was a re- rebuttal or a response to some criticisms about autism speaks?
I did. That was yesterday. So if you do get a chance to hear it, we do have it on at the NCRA.
Yeah.
Website, the program exchange that we do. So we do kind of a bit of a program exchange through NCRA anyway. So.
Yeah, the really cool part about that, though, we've also played where you found someone who actually did criticize autism speaks. She was a young lady with autism.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually criticized the motivations behind their movement. Yes. She wasn't criticizing the resources. I think everybody agrees that anytime you provide resources to people, that's valuable.
Was it something the person talked about was what's wrong with the autism speak?
Yeah.
For that matter?
Yeah, she was trying to say the whole premise behind autism speaks is to eliminate people with autism.
Yeah, and that's what's her name? Amy this Scabber, who was talking about that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So
if you did get a chance to listen to that, there you go. So
yeah, it's important to understand both sides, right?
Yes, that's right. Both sides of the facility and everything. So yeah. Very interesting. So, any other news that you have going on?
We do. I do need to post on to. It's called Impact Economy,
mm-hmm.
and their whole goal is to reduce the wealth gap in the world.
Right.
So we need to post that up on Facebook. So if people out there want to sign up and go up to Whistler to see that, I'll actually be doing video at that particular event. I'll be the videography assistant for this particular project.
Yep.
I'm not the main videographer. It's another, his name is Samer and he is from Montreal.
Okay.
As far as I know, they will be producing a documentary behind it.
Okay.
But it's a group of economy experts. They're gathering together to see how we can reduce the wealth gap and try to make it so that financial resources are spread evenly around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, financial resources just to help people have clean water.
Absolutely. You know?
Mm-hmm. And we experience a bit of drought here. Mm-hmm. So, which I understand that the water bans have been lifted as well as the fire bans.
Yes, that was Category 4, and now it's moved over to Category 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So, the rains did help a bit, which is good.
I do want to add a bit of caution to that, because I don't think that the rain that we received is not going to be enough to totally bring things back to normal.
True. I've got two clips. One of them is, well, actually two clips from the Canucks Autism Network. As you may or may not know, I'm going to be doing some Canucks Autism interviews this coming October on Access Television, which is on Shaw 4, and talking about some what kind of activities they have done through the Canucks Autism. Here are some examples of some the Autism Network. This one is on Fishing for Kids Camp in Northern Families with Autism.
Almost 7 years old, and I've never been away from him. I've been his full-time caregiver for his whole life. So this opportunity was huge for me because, I mean, it's the first break I've had in 7 years. That's amazing.
On Quilt This Summer, Fishing for Kids teamed up with Coastal Airlines, Gateway Hotel, and the Canucks Autism Network to give 20 families on the weekend.
We got to the airport, and they had a boardroom set aside for us so that the kids weren't overwhelmed with the rest of the crowds, and it's just kind of a quiet place for us to relax and wait for our flight. Their staff was prepared to bring us through security all together. They had snacks prepared for the kids. They brought fresh fruit and stuff on the plane for the kids. And it was just like an amazing experience.
When we got off the flight in Vancouver, Can was all there. Just was very welcoming right away. And so it was a very emotional moment. Because we've never had a weekend to ourselves or, you know, a break. And for someone to say, we're going to take on your kids and you don't have to worry. It's a huge relief.
Sweet mother, I'm coming home.
Sweet mother, I'm coming home.
Now I know I'm not alone.
Now I know I'm not alone.
'Cause I've been far.
The kids, they got to experience what a typical child would experience at a summer camp. So they got to do things like canoeing and swimming and archery and rope courses, like things that they would never ever get the chance to do because they can't participate in a normal setting because it's so overwhelming for them. Instead, they were in a group setting where it's accepting and they had more supports for them.
Tell me, mother, can you hear me? Your love is everything.
Your love is everything.
Heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
Breath and skin.
Breath and skin.
Your love is everything.
Your love is everything.
For us to just take a breather, we all went out for dinner on Friday night and we didn't know what to do with ourselves. Like, we kept on looking behind our backs and, you know, checking on our kids who weren't there. We let loose a little bit.
On the third day, we were reunited with our kids. We saw their smiling faces come off the bus, and we got together at the Pacific Gateway Hotel and had this big banquet dinner that they put on for us. We got to screen a video of the footage from the camp. Watching that video of the kids at camp actually, you know, brought tears to my eyes, as it did most of the moms in the room. And, you know, just seeing not just my son, but all the other kids laughing and having fun and doing these typical activities, you know, things that we never thought that they would be doing, here they're doing with ease and without a care in the world. It was amazing, and it just really warmed my heart.
I definitely would like to thank Fishing for Kids, because this opportunity was, as Parker would say, my son, was super unreal and epic.
I'd just like to thank Fishing for Kids for making this all possible and making my kids' dream come true.
Thank you, Fishing for Kids!
Your love is everything. Your love is everything.
And that was the Fishing for Kids West Coast Fishing Club Tournament. That happened, the 10-year special from 2006 to 2015. Two of the speakers, I'm going to try and see if I get it through. One of the speakers was Erin, a mother of Thor, age 6, who lives in Quesnel. And another, and then, of course, another mother as well was on the fishing kids camps. And of course, you want more information on that, you can go to CanucksAutism.com. And you can also, if you want to hear this clip, see this clip again, it's on YouTube. Search word Fishing for Kids Camp for Northern Families with Autism. You are listening to the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Network's pretty interesting article on Canucks Autism.
Yeah. Well, what are the possibilities of actually getting some of those folks in here live?
That'd be great. Yeah. Not just on television, but yeah, on radio as well. So yeah. I'm hoping to do both coverage on that.
Well, sure. Access TV will allow you to have the audio clips.
Yeah, that'd be great too. So yeah. I will have some of the questions on it as well. So I will bring that along as well to the radio land as well. So yeah, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. This one is this next one is called "I Can Play Hockey" video social storybook. It tells a story on, again, more on autism, Canucks autism. Again, I got the website wrong again. It's www.canucksautism.ca. www.canucksautism.ca. Here's another article. Here's another clip on Canucks autism.
It's time for Canucks Autism Network hockey practice. Going to hockey practice can be so much fun. When I get to the arena, first I need to find the dressing room where I'll put on my hockey equipment. When I get to the dressing room, I need to put on my hockey equipment.
Hunter, how's it going? Good, how are you doing today?
There's lots of equipment to put on. I can ask for help if I need help. When I'm all ready, I can go and wait with my friends for practice to start. Before practice starts, we will have a team meeting. The coach will welcome us to practice, and we should try to listen to what the coach tells us to do.
Team meeting! Start! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Team goes out on the ice.
When we get on the ice, first we get to have fun skating around the ice. You can practice shooting, stick handling, or just skating. Next, we will have our first team meeting on the ice.
All right, team meeting! Team meeting!
All right, hockey players. Down on one knee, down on one knee, down on one knee.
Coach will explain what we have to do first. Sometimes we will start with stick handling.
All right, ready, and go!
When I'm practicing stick handling, I should try my best. If I need help, I can ask a coach. Stick handling is super fun. Next, we'll have another team meeting. The coach will explain our next activity. Sometimes the next activity will be passing.
And we're going to make passes. Nice, crisp passes to each other. Okay?
When I'm practicing passing, I should try my best. I might get to pass to a teammate or to a coach. Passing is an important hockey skill. Next, we'll have another team meeting. The coach will explain our next activity. Sometimes the next activity will be shooting. When I'm practicing shooting, I should try my best. I should keep my stick on the ice and aim for the net. It's so fun to score goals. After we practice our shooting, the coach will call another team meeting to tell us what is next. Sometimes practice will end with a fun game. Sometimes we will play a hockey game. I can try my best and have fun with my friends.
Good game, boys. Good job, good job.
At the end of the practice, we will do a team cheer. We might say, "Canucks hockey." Then it will be time to get off the ice. After practice is finished, I need to take off my hockey equipment. next off-season network hockey is so much fun. I love to play hockey with my friends.
There you go. That's a sample of I Can Play Hockey video on the Social Storybook. And, of course, if you want to watch it again, it's on Facebook. Search word for Canucks Autism or I Can Canucks Autism Network. Play Hockey Video Social Storybook. You are listening to the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm Kelly Rayburn along with Michael Rubin. How you been doing so far, Michael?
Well, that is a really cool video.
Yeah, it's very cool, and it tells you a description of a young boy who describes to deal with hockey game.
Yeah. Well, you know, those sort of events and everything is like, we need to need more of that kind of stuff just for kids in general.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's not just from hockey.
Instead of playing sitting around playing video games.
Right, exactly.
But for the Autism Network, instead of saying, oh, well, they have autism, they can't do anything, and shutting them away,
or
you know, it's good to, you know, a team activity like that, teaching mm-hmm. them they can be part of something. You
part
know?
Of a team, part of a player.
Yeah.
Yes. Being part of somebody mm-hmm. is the important thing. Do you want to go for music?
Sure.
So we're going to come right back and be back with more music in a moment. We'll come back with music and then we'll end the program. This is a Community Living Show. That was Pack AD in their album Do Not Engage, song called Creeping Jenny. This is the Community Living Show. I just want to touch reminder that both on the NCRA radio networks, both on CITR and Co-op Radio, I'm going to be doing a special show for the residential schools for First Nations and residential institutions for people with autism. So both Gennarji O'Sullivan's going to come and Michael McDonald's going to come as well. We're hoping to do this in October for both CITR and Co-op Radio's fall membership drive. So we're going to have giveaways on our hour show. We're hoping we'll ask permission to Nudadoon to do an hour show until 3 o'clock. And
oh, if it's given Nude's out there, he just turned away. He's like,
oh no. But if that's, if we can do this for the special fall membership drive for Co-op Radio, that'd be great. And so I guess that's mostly it for the event. So I'm hoping we do that for our show, for our Co-op Radio and Fall Membership Drive and CITR, both to do the cause of, correctional institutions and residential schools, yeah, both for disabled and First Nations. That'd be a fun project I'm going to be doing. What's your project going to be doing?
Well, this weekend, it's along the line of correctional institutions, and it's actually trying to affect youth offenders, and we're shooting a crowdfunding to and a trailer for a film called An Open Door, and An Open Door is about a art teacher's experience teaching art in prison, and the end result, we hope to fundraise with this to build a ranch instead of institutionalizing people for making mistakes. We hope to invite them into this, have the courts invite them into the ranch so that they can learn other social skills and cool art and things like that to, so they don't have to go back out in the streets and commit more crime.
Yeah.
So another institution, to help the youth.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, stay tuned for your local radio programs and stations for the upcoming shows. And, of course, we will be back again Thursdays from 9 to 11 on our flagship station, CITR. And, of course, next week, Friday from 2 to 2:30 on Co-op Radio. Thank you for listening, everybody.
All right.
See you, Michael.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let me in on all your secrets. Now when I Deep is your love.